Blog Talk Radio. You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. You gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Spirits, these principalities, glory to God, hallelujah, Satan's army is what we're warring against. This is not a physical fight, glory to God, this is a spiritual fight, glory to God, and this means war. Get your war clothes on, hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in. Hallelujah. Everybody that has tuned in. Amen. This is the Now the Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries presents more than our power. Glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Bless the name of the Lord. And you know, First Lady ain't far from me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Later on in our program, praise God. Hallelujah. We will have the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Hallelujah Fellowship joining us on tonight. Amen. Praise God. So get ready to have a blessed time. Amen. In the Lord on tonight. For now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to come in your presence on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for being with us on today, every step of the way, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for your anointing flowing freely. Hallelujah, in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. And we've come here to praise you. We've come here to magnify you. Hallelujah. Not for what you've done. Hallelujah. Simply because of who you are. You are God Almighty. Hallelujah. There is none beside you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Nor will there ever be. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being our God. We thank you, Lord, for being our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our Savior. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up holy. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We want you to know we love you. Hallelujah. We want you to know we appreciate you. Hallelujah, Lord. We want you to know, Lord, that we are thankful. Hallelujah, that the word is true. Hallelujah, that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. We may not see how it's working out, Lord. Hallelujah, but we know it's working out because you said it's going to work out, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you. Hallelujah, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we want to bind and we want to rebuke any work of the enemy. Hallelujah, that's trying to keep us from receiving your word. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you at this time for that power. Hallelujah, to bind the enemy with your name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're out there on YouTube, Blog Talk, Facebook, hallelujah, we thank God for you. Amen. Instagram, we are about to have a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. If you're just now joining us, this is More Than an Hour of Power. Glory to God, hallelujah. And joining us shortly, it will be, hallelujah, none other than my brother in Christ, hallelujah, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Evelyn A. Curry, will be with us tonight, hallelujah, bringing forth a word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to open up with a scripture as always. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's going to be Psalms 100. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Glory to God. Real quick. Amen. While we, amen, wait for the apostle to join us, we're going to go, amen, to look at verse number 3 real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And to some of us, amen, that we, you know, some of us might have read that and think, we, well, I know, hallelujah, that the Lord is God. Why is he telling me? Glory to God to know, praise God, that the Lord is God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, first, let me break something down to you. When they translated the Bible, hallelujah, over from Hebrew and Greek over to the English language was a new language. Glory to God. So they didn't have all the words. Hallelujah, amen. They didn't have all the words, amen, to express, amen, what that Hebrew word meant. So when he said, know ye that the Lord, he is God, if you were to update that translation, it would say acknowledge that the Lord, he is God. See, a lot of us know that the Lord is God, but a lot of us won't acknowledge him. Praise God. What you mean we won't acknowledge him? I go to church. I pay my tithes. I give my offering. What you mean I don't acknowledge him? I tell him, thank you. What you talking about? I don't acknowledge him. The next line explains it. It says, hallelujah, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I know I didn't make myself in the physical sense. Praise God, hallelujah. I know I didn't have nothing to do with that. Praise God, hallelujah. I know God put my mom and daddy together and they came together and now I'm here. Hallelujah, praise God. But I don't need to take credit for my accomplishments. Oh, glory to God. We like to take credit for the stuff we did. Hallelujah, praise God. We got millionaires that are out there saying they are self-made millionaires. We got people that ain't millionaires. Glory to God, all on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Hey, I'm self-made. Hallelujah, I'm self-made. Hallelujah, you ain't self-made because you didn't get here on your own. Glory to God. If it had not been, hallelujah, you would not be where you are right now. Hallelujah. Yeah. So when he says acknowledge, hallelujah, when he says know ye that the Lord, he is God, he says acknowledge that God is the reason why you where you are. It's not that you that smart. You're not that handsome. Hallelujah. You're not that cute. Praise God. I know nobody never told you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But even if you are, that ain't the reason why. You ain't that cute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't that smart. But I got a PhD. You still ain't that smart. Glory to God. I used to work at the ballpark down in Houston, Minute Maid Park. Hallelujah. You know where you slang hot dogs and popcorn and peanuts. Hallelujah. I was a supervisor there, praise God, and I had people working with me, amen, that had PhDs. Hallelujah. They had doctorates. Praise God, but they working at the ballpark, slinging popcorn and peanuts. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they smart, so it ain't that you that smart. Hallelujah. Well, my uncle happened to work there. Who you think, amen, God made sure your uncle worked there? That's how you got on. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care how you try to get around it. Amen. If it had not been for God directing your path, even when you didn't know he was directing, even though you didn't know he was leading and guiding, Hallelujah. Praise God. You didn't know he was your internal GPS. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you may have raised some wrong tones, but he gave you some detours, and you got to acknowledge, hallelujah, that it had not been for God. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the anointing on your life, hallelujah, the calling on your life, the presence of God in your life, you would not be where you are.
Amen. You ain't been hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are his people. See, this shows ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of us think, hey, man, God is here for us.
Yeah.
No. We here for God. He created us for him.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. He ain't created himself for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. He created us for him. Glory to God. We are his people. Hallelujah. His people. Watch this. The sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. Now, that's where it get hallelujah, tiptoe is glory to God, because when you're taking the sheep, amen, some people are leading their sheep to slaughter. Hallelujah. Some people are leading their sheep, hallelujah, amen, to get the wool off of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm leading you somewhere because I expect you to be profitable. Hallelujah. In my favor. Praise God, you belong to me. Hallelujah. I want you to be profitable in my favor. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. The sheep of his pasture. That the pasture. That's the thing, the pasture. That's where they used to lay their head at. Hallelujah. That's where they used to eat at. Hallelujah. That's where they used to sleep at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The sheep of his pasture. You think the house belong to you? You think the car belong to you? Them ain't even your sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Them ain't your sheets. Praise God. When you die, somebody else going to be sleeping on them sheets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The only thing you can take with you is your spirit. You ain't even taking that body with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, side note, don't waste your money trying to fix it up. Hallelujah. Because you ain't taking it with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't go off to some island and spend $10,000, $15,000 because you don't know how long. Glory to you! You're not a car. Glory to God. If your car break down, you just, you know, fix it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You done put all them upgrades, and then you break down. Hallelujah. You just upgraded. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just got this up here, saying this right here. You looking pretty cute, man. Now.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't get sharp. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. But we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. We need to acknowledge God on tonight as we get ready to move forward. Have we acknowledged God? Hallelujah for our accomplishment. You wasn't cute enough to get him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You wasn't You wasn't tall, dark, and handsome enough to get her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But somehow, you look in the mirror and say, I don't know how I did it, but God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A job, but somehow you got it. Glory to God. How did I get it? I don't qualify, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And until we acknowledge God, hallelujah, amen, that's when we will begin to move forward. Praise God. That's when we begin to reach our destiny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're just joining us, praise God, we want to thank you tonight for choosing, amen, more than an hour of power. Once again, I'm the Black Prince of Preachers, amen, Elder Andre Prevost, and we thank God for everybody that's called in, tuned in. Hallelujah, amen. And like I said, amen, praise God, we are getting ready to break the bread of life. Hallelujah. Praise God, we are getting ready, amen, praise God, to hear the word of God. Hallelujah, the Bible says it like this, and man shall not live by bread alone.
Yes, Lord.
By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, amen. So even if you're getting ready to eat your dinner right now, hallelujah, sit down and eat your dinner, praise God, hallelujah, and break the bread of life at the same time. Praise God. Let feed your spirit and your soul. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. God say through technology, amen, they wouldn't let you eat in the church and they knew you was hungry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you can grab you a bag of popcorn and a soda and sit down and listen and watch the word. Glory to God. And get, hallelujah, amen, what you need for your spirit on today. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Serving up the main course on today. Hallelujah. I just gave you some appetizers, you know, some cheese sticks with a little marinara sauce, maybe some bread sticks, some chips and salsa. Hallelujah. But we're getting ready for the main dish on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And serving up the main dish on tonight is my brother in Christ representing, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship located in Los Angeles, California, the West Coast. Hallelujah. Is representing on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bread of life. Glory to God. None other than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about none other than the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Elder Nate Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on today. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Everybody, come on, put your hands together and give God a praise. Come on, everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter where you are right now, come on and lift him up. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I don't care what else is happening. Amen. The Lord is still good. How many know that the Lord is still good? Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. And his mercy, hallelujah, endures forever. Somebody give God praise for his mercy. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that when the grace run out, you still got mercy? Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I think we forget sometimes how awesome mercy is. Come on here, somebody. Mercy is the extended arms of God. Hallelujah. Because mercy can go where grace can't. Come on here, somebody. Because Jeremiah said, it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Come on again and give God praise for his mercy. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And the Bible says that his mercies are what? New every morning. So every morning we wake up with new mercies. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So no matter how bad I messed yesterday, today's mercies are covering me. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, they is.
Somebody give him a praise. Somebody
hallelujah.
Give him glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God on tonight.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank God on tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor, amen, to my dear, dear brother on tonight. Amen. My brother from another mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Provost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for
amen.
Him and his
bless
wife
you.
On tonight. Amen. And to all of the committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship tonight.
Yes.
I shout all of you out tonight. Amen. Because, you know, the Bible says give honor to whom honor is due. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this time out to honor everyone tonight. Amen. To my beautiful wife and family on tonight. Amen. To my kids on tonight. Amen. Thank God for all of them. To everyone that's under the sound of my voice on tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
I want
Lord.
You one
Amen.
More time to give God a praise. Give God a victory
Ooh,
praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God,
give him a victory shout. Hallelujah. If you've
yes,
been fought on by the
Lord.
Devil today
Ooh,
and
Lord.
You still standing, come on, give God a praise. Amen. If you
yes,
had to take
Lord.
A shot
Hallelujah.
Today, if you had to take a blow from the enemy today, but you still here, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father. Yes, Lord.
Because what our praise say to the devil is that, yeah, you did it, but it didn't work. I'm still here. Yeah?
I took
your punch, and I'm still here. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. Somebody
come
give
on,
him a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your sweet name, God. Glory to your great name on tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you alone are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the angel of the Lord being released. I feel the angels of the Lord being released. Somebody, somebody, give him the praise right now. Hey, Shabo, Ko, Tarabasando. Hey, God, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come with me right quickly, child of God. Hallelujah. The Proverbs chapter 14. Beginning with verse 1. I want to encourage the daughters of God tonight. If you're a wise woman, stay on your post. To the foolish women, get delivered. Because just like you're being used by the enemy, there's a payday for everything that you're doing. God is not going to allow his real sons to be abused. Amen. So I want to talk to the daughters of God and to those who the devil may have a hold of so that you can be set free on tonight.
Yes,
this going to be a deep message tonight, but I wanted to hit home on tonight. So before we indulge in the word of God on tonight, Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory.
That's what you're supposed to do, though.
That's how you do it.
We thank you on tonight.
You walk in.
I'm on a prayer line.
And Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we give you to let your word have preeminence on tonight, God. Because we can't live by bread alone. We need your word, God, to come out of your mouth, Lord, so we can live, Lord. You said in your word that your word would not return to you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. So, Lord God, whatever you want your word to do tonight, God, let your word do it to the fullest degree tonight. God, let us be open to hear you tonight, God. Let there be no flesh, but everything be all of you. God, I'm on you are the speaker. You are the apostle. You're the preacher, Lord. You're the teacher, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. So we thank you, O God. Let your voice be heard. And Father, let us be saved and delivered and set free through your word tonight. We give you the praise and all the glory. All the glory. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word tonight. And Father, we ask you to be glorified. Hallelujah. And we will give you the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Lord, bind the hand of the enemy. Bind every distraction. Bind every influence. Clear the line tonight, God, so that you can go forth in your full power and strength. We thank you tonight. We thank you that the enemy is under our feet. Oh, God, I see. Thank you, Lord. I see what you're doing. Thank you that he's a friend of our feet, God, and we walk in victory over him. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody shout with a voice of triumph to your God tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is going to be special tonight, y'all. God going to really bless his daughters tonight. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. God helped me to go this way. He don't have me to go this way often, but when he do, rest assured that there's going to be a blessing in it for you. Proverbs 14 and 1. Is everybody there? Proverbs 14 and 1. And the word of the Lord reads. It says, every wise woman buildeth her house. See, there's two kind of women that God is dealing with in this particular text. The wise and the foolish. Look what it says about the foolish. But the foolish plucketh it down with her hand. I want you to circle wise woman in your Bible if you can. How will you know if you are a wise woman? The Bible says that a wise man will hear. And see, that's the same thing for a wise woman. A wise woman will hear. In other words, she will give attention to what's being said. She's not deaf to the word, but her ears are open to hear. That's why the Bible says, he that has an ear. See, her ear is circumcised to hear what is being spoken to her. And she will increase in learning. Somebody say increase.
Increase.
See, as a wise woman, you can't increase until you first have the ear to hear.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
See, that's what separates the foolish woman from the wise woman. She don't want to hear nothing, but we're not talking about her yet. I want to deal with the wise woman. That's what the Bible says, that the wise woman buildeth. That building has an ETH on it, which means she continues to build.
Okay.
So she is always building her house. I want you to circle that word house. She builded her house. Now I want y'all, how many daughters of God do I have online tonight? Come on and let me hear you give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
This here is for y'all. He says that the wise woman building her house. Now, this is what the Lord gave me on house. And I know a lot of us been thinking that it's talking about the house that we live in or the house that you live in. It is, but it ain't. It is, but it ain't. What the Lord gave me on this thing is this. The house he's talking about is not the house that she live in. The house is her man. Because she's busy building her house. Her house is her man.
Okay.
Because she's busy building him up by allowing God to use her to make him more stronger. Spiritually.
Okay,
if you want your man to be everything that you want your man to be, then become a builder of your man. Build your house. Build us. Amen. We,
yes.
Hey, yes, Lord. I'm going to give y'all revelation tonight. Why you think that wisdom is a she? Why you think understanding is a she? Why you think instructions is a she? Why? Because they are builders. Come on here, somebody. If God put those traits in you, if God has control of your heart, come on here, somebody. Every woman is not a wise woman. Oh, let me say that again. Every woman is not a wise woman.
Come on,
when you're not building your house, come on here, somebody. You talking about, Lord, I need you to do something for my husband. Lord, I need you to do something with my man. God is saying, if you allow me to do something with you, then I can do something with him. Why? Because God put something in y'all that make us vulnerable to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Brothers, we got to stop talking about we don't need a woman. I don't need a woman to tell me what to do. Now, it ain't about her telling you what to do, but it's about her having the wisdom to build you. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Oof. So the Bible says she builded her house. The wise woman ain't going to tell her man. Nothing that's going to tear him down. Why? We got enough stuff tearing us down. We need the wise women to come forth in this hour. Every wise woman, I'm calling you forth. We need you. I don't know if you can hear me tonight. We need you.
Yes, Lord.
Because the wise woman, we're here. Glory to God. You ain't got to keep telling her something over and over. All you got to do is tell her one time. Why? Because her job and her assignment is to build her house, to build her man. Come on here, somebody. So she's not going to do nothing to hurt her man. She can do everything she can to help her man. She can do everything she can to lift her man. She can do everything she can because when we looking good, it make her look good. Y'all, you got it with me then. When you make us look good, it make you look good. Because everybody start looking at you because they know they're behind. And I like to say behind every good man. I like to say beside every good man. Beside every good man, there's a good woman. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
If that man looking good, if he's smelling good, hallelujah, and he clean to the tack, I guarantee you that his woman is right there making sure that he all of that in a bag of chips. And let me tell you something. When you got a man like that, glory to God, you got the foolish woman on the sideline waiting on you to mess up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
See what the Bible says. But the foolish plucketh it down with her hand. Let me tell you something, beloved. This foolish woman is a dangerous woman. Especially for the sons of God. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And she not after the unsaved. She after the saved. Come on here, somebody. And save me. She after us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
hallelujah.
The foolish plucketh. That word plucking means to pick out. See, the more words she used to tear down the house of the man. See, she plucking up the good and planting the bad at the same time. You ain't nothing. I don't need you. And then to make it so bad, she focuses on the weaknesses that the house got. Come on here, somebody. That the man got. She focused on the weakness because that's how she carried him down. Come on here, somebody. It's bad if you already weak and you got a woman telling you that you weaker. Come on here, somebody. It's bad when a man got low self-esteem and then here come the woman to beat him down even with the low self-esteem that he already got. Oh, you don't never do nothing. That's why he ain't moved from the spot. Because you spreading the word that he ain't gonna never do nothing. So in his psyche, when he keep hearing, man, I ain't gonna do nothing. My woman keep telling me every day I ain't gonna do nothing. She keep telling me that I ain't gonna be nothing. And then you wonder why your man is acting the way he's acting. He's acting because he hear what you telling him. You plucking him down with your words. Let me share something with you, daughters of God. God has given you a lot of power. Please use it in the right way. Because if you don't want your man to leave you for somebody else, you better use your power the right way that God has given you.
Come on.
No man want to keep hearing every day what he ain't. You keep telling us what we ain't, and somebody going to come along and tell us what we is, and then we going to get built up, and y'all going to be on the outside looking in, saying, why didn't I do that for him? He wasn't like that when he was with me. No, because you didn't let him be like that when he was with you. Your mouth drove him to the point that he looked for another mouth.
Lord.
That was ready to build him up. Instead of tear him down, somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
He said she plugging it down with her hands. She keep putting her hands on it and not let God be the director of her hands. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when we put our hands on something that we can mess it up? Come on here, somebody.
Lord,
we start talking about what we want to do. I'm gonna do it my way. Amen. I don't need to listen to nobody. I can do what I want. Come on here, somebody. I can do what I want when I want. But now realizing that your hand is plucking down your house. Your house is your man.
Wow.
And sometimes, you know, y'all can be so into the natural house that you forget about that we are house too. Come on here, somebody. We need you.
Yes, ma'am.
And God is saying, don't allow the enemy to use you to tear down your own house. And then we want God to fix it. Then you want God to come, Lord, come on and fix it. God is saying, I would have to fix him if you hadn't messed him up. Oh, yeah, my son, though.
Oh, my goodness.
How many know that death and life is in the power of the tongue? Come on here, somebody. Somebody might say, well, my words don't mean nothing. Yes, they do. And let me tell you something. Can't nobody build a man like a good woman. Come on here, somebody. I don't care what his daddy tell him. I don't care what his brother tell him. But when that woman talk, I'm talking about a wise woman. When she start talking, she has a way of lifting that man up. There can't nobody or nothing bring him down. Come on here, somebody. Y'all have a way of talking to us that reaches us in places that nobody else can reach. Come on here, somebody. Let me say this to my brothers, while the anointing of God is flowing through me the way it is. Brothers, if you got a good woman, hold on to that woman.
Amen.
Don't you let another brother come in and tell you, oh, you listening to her? Amen. You paying attention to her? Yes. And the main brothers that's telling you not to listen, they on the sideline. They don't even have a woman. They don't even have nobody. Why? Because when they had a good thing, they wouldn't listen to it. And now they're over there trying to mess up your house. Come on here, somebody. But don't you let the devil mess it. If you got a good woman, you better hold on to her, especially if she hears your words and she recognizes the God in you. But let me tell you something. That same brother that's telling you don't listen to your woman is in the side cut just waiting. Come on here, somebody. He's salivating at the mouth because he's hoping that he can bring some kind of division to your house. But I want you to know, brothers, hold on to your good thing. And don't let nothing get in the way of the wise woman that God has given you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you the definition that God gave me concerning foolish. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Check out this definition God gave me for foolish, and let it saturate your heart tonight. Listen, God says, foolish, somebody might want to write this down. Foolish is when you have a good thing and you treat it like it's a bad thing. Foolish is when you have a good thing and you treat it like it's a bad thing. And you treat the bad thing like it's a good thing. Come on here, somebody.
Oh.
And the Lord said, the foolish woman does this because she don't know me. Come on here, somebody. So the foolish woman, because she don't know God, because remember the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So she don't recognize that God is watching everything she do. So because she's not fully connected to God, she can't recognize or discern between good and evil. Come on here, somebody. So she got the devil speaking in her ear. That's why she can't treat the good man like he deserves to be treated, because she don't recognize that she got a good thing. Come on here, somebody. And then the enemy plant a bad house or a bad man, and she think that bad man is a good man because she don't recognize what good is.
Wow.
And so she all right with the bad man because he come in and he drink and he come in and slap her around a little bit and call her the name she like to be called, and then she think that's good. And God is saying, no, that's bad, but you don't know me, so you can't discern that there's someone that can treat you better. Come on here, somebody. So she give all of her good to the bad man, because she thinks she can change the bad man. Let me help you with something tonight, beloved. If God can't change him, neither can you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
If he won't give his heart to God, what makes you think he's going to give his heart to you? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And then you wonder why you facing a brick wall. It's because you don't realize, amen, that when you had something good, you didn't treat it right. Now the repercussion spin, and now it's coming back around. What you gave out, you getting back. But God tonight is saying, you don't have to be on that side of the fence. Come on here, somebody. To the daughters of God tonight, I want to salute every wise woman. Come on and give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't care what they say about you. I don't care what they say to you. Continue to hear continue to hear the one that God has given you. Amen. Be content in the wisdom that God has given you. Continue to build your house. Continue to bring out all the good in the man that God has given you. See, when you cater to our strength, then our strength becomes stronger. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Yes.
Will you tell us how good we do something that make us want to do it better? Come on here, somebody. Will you tell us what all the attributes God has given us and compliment us on our attributes? All that's going to do is make us stronger. Come on here, somebody. More stronger for you. Come on here, somebody.
Lord.
And you ain't got to worry about if we go come home. Amen. We can't wait because we know we're going to get built up. Amen. We ain't listening to no brother on the sideline talking about, oh, man, you going home? Yeah, brother, I can't wait to get home. How about you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a good thing because the Bible says he that finds the wife finds what? A good thing.
Yes. Yes,
hallelujah. Ain't that what the word said? The word said he that findeth the wife.
Yes.
Amen.
So, amen. We got to treat our good thing like a good thing. Come on here, somebody. Because there's all kind of other things on the side, glory to God, that's looking at us and trying to do whatever. But God says, keep your focus. Amen. You got a good thing at the house. Amen. Shoot to your good thing. Come on here, somebody. Because she going to build you up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't know God was going to take me this way tonight, but to every wise woman, amen, you just know that God is saying, keep on doing what you're doing, because the more you build us up, the more we're going to start building you up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because when you start catering to our strength, it's just like lifting weights. The more weight you lift, the more stronger you get, but you start getting buff after a while. Come on here, somebody. Chest starts sticking out. Arms starts sticking out. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because you're getting built up. Oh, yeah. Boom. Cool. Da-da-da-ba. Sick
here. Yes, Lord.
And God is saying, encourage every wise woman tonight, continue to use your tongue to build us up, because it's going to come back with rewards. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, yes, hallelujah.
And you're going to have us turning all kind of tricks for you. And you ain't got to even say anything. Just look at us. We're like, baby, yeah, I just wanted to do something to impress you. I just want to do something to let you know I love you, baby. No, it ain't the weekend, but the weekend can be the weekday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't hearing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God going to put so much honey in the moon. Glory to God. You going to think that you went in the pool. Come on here, somebody. So much honey going to be flowing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is using you to build us up. Somebody give God another hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah. We give him glory on tonight. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
You know right now, daughters, ain't too many women want to be wise women. They want to be everything but a wise woman. Come on here, somebody. They want to be, they can't build a man because they want to be the man. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And so you can't build your man because you want to be your man. Now, you can't be us. Come on here, somebody. God didn't make no mistakes when he made you to be a woman. Come on here, somebody. Don't believe that lie. God made you a woman so you could be a builder, so you could bring forth children. Amen. So you could replenish the earth.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yeah.
A lot of women now don't want to be a mother. And because you don't want to be a mother, the children are suffering. Come on here, somebody. But let me tell you one thing about the children. They're watching how you build daddy up. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah, they're watching.
Yes, Lord.
They might not say nothing, but they're watching. Why? Because the father is the head of the house. And if the head get towed out, guess what the body going to do? It's going to crumble.
Amen.
So if you tear down your head, how you going to be able to function without him?
Wow.
Yeah, you may have a nice body and everything, and yeah, everything might be in the right place, and yeah, it might keep me for a moment, hallelujah, but it won't keep me for good. Come on here, somebody, because I'm going to be looking for something else, amen. You know, you got to have something more than just a nice body. Come on here, somebody, because the body goes fade, but I need to know that you love God so I can know that you love me. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because after we get through doing everything we're doing, we got to be able to conversate somewhere. Come on here, somebody. I know we talking about all night long, but even after all night long, we still got to have a conversation somewhere. We still got to be able to come together and give God some glory somewhere. Because like old folks say, you're going to have to come up for air sometime. And when we come up for air, why not come up for air loving old God so we can continue to love on each other? Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We give God the praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Lord, I don't
care.
I don't want
to.
I'm on the phone.
Hey, God. Yeah, we give God the praise tonight. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Glory to God.
Why the anointing of God. Hey, Shabbando. God said, not yet. Listen, why was all the greatest men taken down by a woman?
No.
Can y'all hear me tonight? All of the great men was taken. Samson was taken down by Delilah. Because he liked it whorish women. Come on here, somebody. He liked them so much that he wouldn't even get a woman out of his own tribe. He said, no, that Philistine woman. That woman right over there, that European woman, I want her. See, his daddy and mama was like, well, you know, it's all kind of nice with me over here, son. No, that ain't what my flesh want. Come on here, somebody. And Delilah ended up getting him killed because he wasn't listening to the wise woman. David had a weakness with women. As anointed as David was, if he saw something fine from behind, he would have his main man hit. He said, now, listen, I got to have that right there. And he could have had any woman he wanted, but he wanted that one. But she belonged to somebody else. Come on here, somebody. She was somebody else's.
Yeah.
But the king had an appetite. Come on here, somebody. And the king had to eat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And what he saw taking a bath, he said, I want that right there on the plate. I want that right there. But that's Uriah's. Well, I don't care. Here's what I want you to do. Put Uriah's on the front line. When he go to fight, put him where you know he'll get hit. And then when he get hit, come back and give it the news. Come on here, somebody. And I'm going to go in and comfort Bathsheba. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to give her so much comfort that when I get through comfort, she's going to be pregnant. Come on here, somebody. Because that was David's weakness. Nathan had to come back and tell David that he was out of line. Come on here, somebody. Nathan was David's personal prophet. See, you always got to have somebody from God that can come tell you when you're out of line. And they don't care if you're the king or not. Come on here, somebody. You need somebody to tell you something, even if you don't like it. Come on here, somebody. Tell me the truth.
Yes,
save my soul.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Right. Hallelujah.
Nathan came in and told David, he said, David, you know what? Let me tell you a story. Because, see, David could relate to parables. Come on here, somebody. He said, David, he said it was this one man. He had this one little lamb. And the other man came because he liked the lamb that the man had because it kept him warm and it's the only lamb he had to cater to him. And the other man had a whole lot of lambs, but he came in and took the one lamb that the man had. And David got so upset with the man that he didn't realize that the Lord was talking about him.
Amen.
And David was a man of righteousness. He was a man of justice. Come on. He said, that man must die. That man should deserve death. And David had to let him know who was the Lord really talking to. He said, David, that man was you. And then when he found out it was him, he said, Lord, have mercy. Come on here, somebody. He said, Lord, have mercy. See, it's funny how when it's somebody else, we want justice. Then when it comes to us, we want mercy. God, spare me. But the Lord said, no, David, you got to take this whooping because you did this and you carry my name with it. Oh, God. Woo! But your love for the woman, her flesh, caused you to just totally put blindness on to me. Come on here, somebody. And then the Lord told him, if what you had wasn't enough, if you'd have came to me, I'd have gave you more women.
Come on.
But you put your hands on the wrong one. Let me tell you something. In Matthew chapter 1, Bathsheba is still referred to as Uriah's wife. Because of how David took her. God said, she's still yours. Woo! I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but God said, she's still yours. I don't care what. See, God honors fairness. Come on here, somebody. Oh, David took her for a wife, but God said, she never stopped being Uriah's wife because you didn't do it in the right way. And Uriah was fighting for you, but while he was fighting for you, you was on his woman. Come on here, somebody.
That's the one right there.
Wow.
He was dedicating his life to you, and you put your life in her. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So David fell because of a woman. David loved women so much that the only way they knew David was dead was they put him on a virgin and he couldn't function. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
He loved it just that much. He said, look here. He said, no matter what, put me on her. Glory to God. And they called for David in the chambers, and he wasn't moving. Come on here, somebody. But I'm sure he went out with a smile. Come on here, somebody. They said, pull the king out the chambers because the king is dead because he's not able to function. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then Solomon followed right behind him. Solomon had the same weakness his daddy had. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he did.
He couldn't get enough. Come on here, somebody. I don't know what it is about y'all, but once we get started, we just can't get enough. We got to have it more and more. See, that's why it's so important. You got to know when to have a limit. We got to let the Lord help us in this area. Come on here, somebody. Because you mess around and get the wrong woman, and she'll take you up out of here. I don't know if y'all hear me. You think you're about to get something good, and they'll be lacing you up at the mall with your toes pointed. Come on, get somebody. Hallelujah.
That's true.
Solomon had too many women. And it wasn't that God didn't want him to have women, but when the concubines came along, they messed him up because they turned his heart from God. Come on here, somebody. You get the wrong woman, she'll turn your heart from God. Come on here, somebody. Come on, I'm the man of steel. Can't nothing turn me. You get the wrong woman and let her get herself all into you. And then you start getting into her, glory to God. You a mess right there and start serving idols. Hallelujah. But come on, let's give God praise for the wise women that are online tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
We salute you tonight.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Before I turn into Elder Andre's hands, Donald, I want you to tell your sister, say sister.
Sister.
Use your power.
Use your power.
For good. Come on here, somebody. Use your power for good. Build your man. Tell her tonight, say, build your man. Don't tell your man, y'all. Build him. Come on, give God another shout of praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
While the anointing of God is still flowing, come on here, Elder, and get some of this tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for the wise women. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. We got to thank God. Hallelujah on today. Amen. Praise God. Because a wise woman follows the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So listen to the girl in the beauty shop or your sister and her advice or your cousin. Hallelujah, praise God, what your mama said. She listens to what the word of God says. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God, because she realizes the power that she has. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, don't use your power for good. Hallelujah, praise God. And in order to use that for good, you got to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. You see how powerful the woman is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the enemy... Watch this, hallelujah.
Yes.
Some people might agree with me, and some people may not agree with me, but that's why the enemy attacks y'all more.
Yes, yes.
He'll take everybody. Yeah, he'll take everybody. He do. Praise God. But I believe he attacks the woman more. Praise God. Hallelujah. For one, she has direct influence over the man.
Mm.
Praise God.
Wow.
direct influence over the man. Remember in the garden, it don't say why he ate that fruit. It don't give a reason why he ate it. All the Bible says is that she ate it, hallelujah, and then gave it to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Hallelujah. That's how powerful the influence. Now, remember, he's the one God talked to. That's how powerful the influence of the woman is on us. Hallelujah. The elder Abraham, I don't look at Adam and Eve like that. Okay, let's fast forward. Hallelujah. What about Abraham and Sarah? Talk to Abraham. God told Abraham, your wife going to have a man, that son we've been talking about, that promised child, she going to have it. Hallelujah. She overheard the conversation and said, nah, I don't think God right about that. God, hallelujah. Instead, I think you should sleep with my handmaiden, and that's the way you're going to have a promised child.
Wow.
And maybe, you know, you know how we is. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Abraham was old. The handmaiden was about 16. Glory to God, hallelujah. 17, she was fine.
Wow.
He was real wife. I mean, if you think so, baby, I mean, for the greater good, I'm going to do this for the, I'm going to take a L. Hallelujah. 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 Samson's so stupid, he lied to her 4 or 5 different times. Hallelujah. And still ended up telling her where the strength was. After he done see, oh, this girl, and we done that. That's how powerful a woman is. We done seen this woman ain't no good for me. She's just using me and abusing me. I can't take this. Bring her. Hello? You want me to come over there? Hey, I'm in the way right now. Hallelujah. And we already know when she done with me, she going to send me home. She ain't going to even let me stay tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's how powerful, amen, a woman is. Praise God. That's why the devil keep attacking y'all. That's why he wants y'all to be fast, worldly. That's why they got the world convinced it's just sex. It's just like holding a conversation. Just like me and you talking now. It's just like me and you having sex. Same thing. No, it's not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That thing is too powerful. What she say? That thing.
Oh, God. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. We thank God, amen, for the wise women. Hallelujah. On tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Don't end up like the foolish women. Hallelujah. Because a lot of them look like they popping.
Yeah.
She playing all these men. She got 4 or 5 of them. One paying a light bill, one paying a rent. She got this married dude crossed down, taking one of the preachers at the church. Glory to God, hallelujah. But look at her 30 years from now. Hallelujah. Praise God. My wife was talking to somebody about 8 or 9 years ago, and the woman was telling her to live her life. Hallelujah. Live your life, girl. That's what I did. I lived my life. And then my wife looked at her and said, and this how you ended up? Well, nah, I've been out. I need to live my life then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe that's what he means. If you find your life, you're going to lose it. Because I'm looking at you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to put the brakes on this thing right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Same thing with me. I look at older men and say, I wouldn't know never get married. Now they're old and lonely and ain't nobody there to take care of. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember in the beginning he said the man needs a helper. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
It's sad being a man right now. Hallelujah. God looked at us and said, that man needs some help. Glory to God. And he created y'all. Hallelujah, amen. And we thank God he did.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I bet the garden was a mess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not the amen time, First Lady. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey man, we thank God today. Hallelujah. For the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Wise woman builds up, and a foolish woman tears it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you for the man of God. We want to thank you for the word. Hallelujah. That you put him on tonight to fight unto your people. Hallelujah, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you strengthen him. Hallelujah, Lord, that you be with him every step of the way. Hallelujah, that you continue to replenish him, the virtue that he has poured out onto your people, Lord. Continue to lead him, continue to guide him, hallelujah. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Continue to order his steps, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in his life. We thank you that everything is working out for his good, because he loves you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the man of God. We thank God, amen, for the wise women on the line. Praise God. We thank God for the wise men.
Yes, of course.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because a wise man knows how to treat a wise woman. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. Yes, praise God. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. For the word of God. There's so much foolishness going around now. Well, if she hit me first, I'm going to hit her back. That's a woman. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to teach these boys. Hallelujah. This younger generation hitting us, hitting on women ain't right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Back in the day, if you was getting hit on, amen, that was frowned upon. Hallelujah. Amen. We talked about you. Glory to God. But now, hallelujah, we can get out in the yard and just go at it. Hallelujah. Now it's fair game. Praise God. Hallelujah. All because, hallelujah, this movement. See, everything gets flipped back on you. Women have this movement. We want equal rights. When you want equal rights, I can give you an equal behind whooping in. That's how they. That's what they're saying. Glory to God. It's all over the internet. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we got to fight against that mess. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight for the wise woman. Hallelujah. For the wise man. Amen. We want to remind everybody, if you want to donate, sow a seed, amen. If you're on the line, if you called in, you know how, amen. Praise God. If you are online, hallelujah, watching us, amen, the information should be, hallelujah, on your information box. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. We're going to open up the line real quick. Maybe you got a testimony prayer request on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Words of encouragement or a comment. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the line. The phone lines are open right now. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God, hallelujah, for everybody that called in tonight. Hallelujah, everybody that tuned in tonight. We will be back online tomorrow night. Hallelujah, 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard time. We will be back with more than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And right now, I just want to go ahead and turn it back. Don't forget about Morning Glory. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, our own Apostle Eldonay Curry, praise God, hallelujah, with the morning glory, morning show, glory to God, hallelujah. So wake up, amen, with the man of God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time and ask him to give his final announcements and the benediction, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, tonight. Thank you, Elder.
Amen.
Praise God on tonight. Something that God had put in my spirit, you know, in the Old Testament, they call the spoil the booty. So when they would go out and get the spoil, they would call it the booty. There's an obsession with us as men that when we get the right one, we just want to hang on you just right there. That's why it's so important to get the right wise woman. Women, y'all got it. And y'all know y'all got it. And those who are wise women is saying, I'm looking for a wise man that's going to respect my good and love my good. Come on here, somebody. Because I'm going to tell you, brothers, if we can't love God, we can't love her.
Amen.
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 I don't care how infatuated you get, glory to God, with what she got. If you don't love God, see, the key to her is God. You trying to come in on all the avenues because you trying to get to the goodies. Well, the goodies you can't get to until God allow you to. All right, let me leave this alone.
Yes, Lord.
Because she's a wise woman.
Lord.
And she know what she got. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I can hear some of the brothers out, but you don't know what I got. But you still need her.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Because you're not going to be satisfied with just you being alone. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So God is saying to us tonight, stay in unity, stay in love. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And last but not least, beloved, let us begin to build each other. Come on here, somebody. Because if we build each other, the enemy won't stand a chance. Let me say it again.
Yeah.
If we build each other, the enemy won't stand a chance. Come on and give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I'm about to pray us out. Is there anybody that want to make a comment or say anything before I do?
Hallelujah. Your Lord.
Amen. So if all minds and hearts are clear, Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Father, for what you have spoken to our heart. Lord, help it to permeate our heart, God. Let us be like David. Let us hide your word in our heart, that we might not sin against you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word.
You
say you sent your word and you healed us.
Yes,
thank you for the healing process, God.
Thank you.
You said your word would not return void. Thank you for what it has accomplished tonight, God. We got a vote. Kondarabasando. Thank you for your daughters, oh God, that are strengthened through your word. And they're going to build their house. They're going to build their man that you gave them.
Yes, Lord.
Because they're going to hear and they're going to do. They're going to hear and they're going to do. And we give you praise, Father, for all things. By the hand of the enemy, Lord, rebuke every devil and demon, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
And we thank you for the blood of Osatara
Basando.
Let there be so much love, God.
In the name of God. Yes.
That the spirit of hate will have to go somewhere else. Hallelujah.
Come on.
That the spirit of anger will have to go somewhere else. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That the spirit of discord will no longer be able to function. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
And we give your name the praise.
Yes.
Your name the glory. And at your Homeshia's name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody
Lord.
Give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Thank you, Lord.
Tarabasando.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to turn it back up to the hands of my dear, dear brother, Elder Andre. Take it away, man of God.
Amen, amen. We thank God once again for everybody that contacted and tuned in. Like I said, we will be here on tomorrow night. We invite everybody back. Amen. Praise God. To receive a word from the Lord on behalf of First Lady, myself, and on behalf of the Curry family. We thank each and every last one of y'all on tonight. Amen. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all be God. We'll see y'all tomorrow night on More Than an Hour of Power. Y'all have a blessed night. We'll see y'all next time.
Amen.
What I was doing,
amen,
because of the economy.
Yes,
how was I handling it? They see me preaching and smiling. Not the fact that everything is going good, but they asked me how I was handling it.
This is for Frank Williams. I will trust in the Lord.
But there is no cure for his disease. than you'll ever know.
Instead of walking away,
open up.
Confess my sin and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. Is where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church. And I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the word. You would have never seen it coming. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin. And fast forward now, around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop left all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say you leave him alone, unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you've never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church close too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. are God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Clap some hands.